This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the Good Day program. Emotionally, many of you are set to go back today to an era where there is no fun, just memories. That's what Memorial Day is all about. Hello, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen here live for you on this holiday, as we are, some of us, depends on where everybody is, kind of, but I'm happy to be here on all the holidays, get onto a lot of different radio stations or on different hours at different radio stations that normally carry the Good Day program, with an opportunity for people to hear what's going on, to hear what's on our minds. You can share what's on your mind. There's a constant tweet, any Memorial Day Twitter activity. I was just going to say any Memorial Day Twitter at, let's see, it's at Good Day Show. So yes. What do you see, Victoria? What's happening there?
As the day begins, lots of stories about, unfortunately, in the tri-state area, Memorial Day parades have been canceled because of all the rain.
Rain, yeah.
And but around the country, some good stories and some not so great stories involving some vandalism with some of the memorials, and some happy stories with Girl Scouts laying flags out, and some nice memories too. So it's a mixed bag today.
Members of the National Lancers Unit paraded in my hometown of Framingham yesterday. The Memorial Day ceremony goes on here. We have our town office building is called the Memorial Building, and it is called the Memorial Building because it was erected as a memorial to members of the various groups, whether it be the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, people who lived in Framingham and who died in service to our country. Because that's what today is about. Not those who are alive, but those who are dead. Called former, F-O-R-M-E-R. That is, before it was called Decoration Day. And it was aimed at helping people and families who had lost loved ones in the Civil War, which to date has been the bloodiest of all the wars this country has ever been in. A lot of people don't think that's the case. A lot of people think that more people were killed in World War II than was the case with the Civil War, and that is not the case. There are, let's see, on the...
Most Americans killed was Civil War, right?
Yes, right, exactly. Some, let's see, 363,020 Southerners and 281,104 Northerners were killed in the Civil War. Pretty amazing numbers when you get right down to it. But you add them all up and you come up close to 700,000 people were killed. I think there were 550,000 killed in World War II. Let me see if I can find my numbers here, because I have a list of how many people were killed between 1941 and 1945. 670,846 was the total. The war cost the United States, the Second World War cost the United States $360 billion. Listen to this. For those of you who haven't studied this, how much, I'm going to ask Kara and Victoria to spend a moment. No, I just want to know how much time you spent, what do you remember from elementary school, junior high school, whether it was high school or college, how much time was spent talking about the wars and around what this day is all about. The difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, because you know Veterans Day is for the people in uniform who are still alive. That was why we had a memorial. That's why we had Veterans Day, rather, established. But what do you remember learning? And it's okay, whatever the answer is. It's not. I'm not here to take a shot, certainly, at you.
Well, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, that in high school, in U.S. history, we start so far back. So you learn a lot about the Civil War.
Mm.
But when you get to, let's say, Vietnam and the Korean War, so Civil War, World War I, World War II, you learn a decent amount about those. But, yeah, when it comes to the wars that, say, our grandfathers fought in,
mm-hmm.
you don't really, at least I didn't know, I don't know about you, Victoria, but I didn't really learn very much about those, and it kind of leaves you feeling like you can't talk about it, like you don't have anything to say about it, because I know so little about it.
I feel like I do agree with that. We kind of, you start really early, Revolutionary War,
yeah.
And then, you know, the War of 1812, you'll go all the way back to that, and then Civil War, a lot of emphasis, and then World War One, no, not so much. Don't really, can't really say I know a whole lot about World War One. World War Two, that's just, you know, lots of movies and other things have been done about that, so there's more information available when you're a kid. And then that's kind of it. The Korean War, no idea. No idea who was there, no idea why we were there, no clue.
Right.
No clue. And then a little bit of the Vietnam with the aftermath, the social aftermath, that was covered a lot.
That's the problem. It's disgusting, frankly. I find it, although I don't disagree that we ought to learn about some of the reasons for the Revolutionary War. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's one day. You know why we decided to revolt to get away from the British. That was our first war. Then we had the Indian Wars, the Franco-American War, the Barbary Wars, the War of 1812, the War of the West Indies, the Texas War of Independence, the War against Mexico. I can go through the Civil War and the Spanish-American War, the War against the Philippines that we were involved in, the Boxer Rebellion, where we sent soldiers, the war in the Dominican Republic is for World War One. We had that. World War One cost the United States, 116,000 people were killed. There were Americans. 204,000 were wounded. And the United States spent $33 billion. Now, think how much money that was back 100 years ago. That's 100 years ago. It was $33 billion. Then you fast forward to World War II. Never mind the toll in wounded and or dead, but there were $360 billion added to our debt. Remember, we went into World War One coming out of the Depression. There were people.
World War One or World War Two?
World War Two. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
World War Two came out of the Depression, and some of the cynics think that Roosevelt wanted to get into it because he knew that would pull us completely out of the Depression, because everything had to work. We had to be building, we had to be making, we had to be doing research, so that pulled us out. And that money came not necessarily, it wasn't a tax deal as much as it was remember, if you've seen posters around with a picture of Uncle Sam and he's got his finger out, he wants you. Well, there were war bonds sold all through the war to Americans. And Americans, because of pride, this is one of the things you would learn if you were learning about World War II. American pride was at its highest. We were so angry at the Japanese. Especially, that's where much of the money, especially the first 2 years of the war, was raised. The war bonds that were raised because of the attack on Pearl Harbor and how easy it was to mine that attack to get money. And there are those who say that Roosevelt knew what the American sympathies would be like and how people would open up their pocketbooks and support the war. So that's what they did. The taxation situation didn't really. It was actually genius when you think about it. It was a way to get us out of, completely out of the Depression, which lingered through the late 30s, certainly, and into this time. And then after World War II, the boom, because of the rebuilding of the areas that were destroyed by the war in other countries, what we had to rebuild here in our country, infrastructure. When Eisenhower became president, he started the interstate roadway system, and it was, woof, we were off and flying. And the people were, because business supports business, the tax situation wasn't so bad after World War II. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. But we had a $360 billion commitment that we made and paid for during the Second World War. Then you fast forward, you don't know anything about the Korean War. We spent $50 billion and 50,000 men were killed and twice that many were wounded for absolutely nothing. You ask the question, or you don't know anything about Korea. You know that there's a North Korea and a South Korea, and basically the war was fought between the communists of the North and the communists of the North were really the Chinese. And they, you know, that whole thing got started around them and us not wanting to have the extension of communism.
Mm-hmm.
But there was,
and that was in the 50s?
That was in the 50s, 1951 and 1954. 53, late 53. Mm-hmm. Early 51 to late 53. And then there was a Vietnam War. It started in 1957. Believe it or not, we were over there. We sent soldiers into Vietnam.
1957? I always think of the Vietnam War as like the 70s. No,
it was
70s.
The 70s because that's when it became politically hot. But we sent right from Korea to Vietnam because the communists went from Korea. At least they were stopped. That's what people say. They were stopped at the north-south line, the latitudinal line that separates the two. And then the Chinese decided they'd go further west to Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam. And so that's what they did. When I was a teenager, that's what we were all worried about. We weren't worried about the communists. We were worried about what was going to happen because of the Vietnam War. We weren't worried about the communists here in our country. But it started, if you go back to that era, around 56, 57, 58, the McCarthy era, when everybody was a commie. You know, they were trying to get him out of Hollywood. If you haven't seen the movie Trumbo, that's what it's all about more recently. But the Vietnam War cost us $111 billion, and almost 60,000 Americans were killed, 153,000 were wounded, and there again, nothing came of it. Not one damn thing. Except to listen this past weekend, the president was in both those countries, Japan, and not, he wasn't in Korea, but he was in Vietnam. And opening up the trade routes, and we've rebuilt the country. Actually, we have. We rebuilt Japan after World War II. We rebuilt Germany and the Europeans to a point, but more American money. That's how our business really got started, because we formed companies and went over, borrowed money. Money was printed. You know, there are all kinds of things that people come up with for understanding how the Europeans and the Americans rebuilt. Well, it was rebuilt on faith, trust, hope, whatever. And so the money became worth something again. Back when you had the Depression, you, in order to buy a loaf of bread, literally you'd have to go to the store with a wheelbarrow full of money, because the money was really worth nothing. And that was the problem all the way through. The American dollar wasn't worth much until after World War One. I'm sorry, after what you're saying, after World War II. And then you look around at what we got involved in, all these other things that we had no business being involved in, Grenada and El Salvador, all kinds of stuff, going back to when Reagan was president, frankly. We spent a lot of money over the years and haven't got much to show for it, but Vietnam was a disgrace. If you get a chance to see something about that period, isn't it interesting how we make references to things by what's on television or at the movies? But that's, you know, the social way of figuring out what has gone on. The LBJ movie that's on HBO right now, Bryan Cranston stars as LBJ. It's quite a good way of understanding what was going on in our culture politically at that time. 20 after the hour here on Memorial Day on Good Day.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Thank you. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Circle and put a line through it. So there's a picture of a gas bag that we created here. We use that as a new logo. What about that? What do you think about that?
What's a gas bag?
Gas bag is somebody who talks too much and says nothing.
Okay. I said it was like something practical, like a portable gasoline for your car or something.
A gas bag. I like that. An interesting idea. Here's Leona Lewis. Say it again, Doug. Leona Lewis singing on Good Day. She's making her Broadway debut in a revival show of Cats. She's an English lady. She's starring as Grisabella, the glamour cat. Have you seen Cats, either of you?
Andrew Lloyd Webber musical.
Yeah.
I saw it when I was very, very small, when I was a little kid, but I haven't seen it since then.
I mean, I know most of the music, but this is, I mean, I'm in New York City, and this is creating such a buzz over the weekend that Cats is coming back to Broadway. Yeah. Andrew Lloyd Webber is excited about it, and Leona Lewis is taking the lead role. I couldn't believe how much buzz this is getting about Broadway this weekend.
Cats returns to Broadway on the 31st of July. So 2 months from today, the Neil Simon Theater, which is quite an interesting venue in and of itself. All right, 25 after the hour here, the music portion of this hour, with a focus. It's been, three, 4 days since we talked about Prince. So we ought to go back to having a little focus on Prince's estate. And also, I don't know whether, Carrie, you have any B.B. King music around, because B.B. King is also a part of the story. We've been talking about all the people who are fighting over Prince. What, there's 740 or 50 or 60 people that are related to Prince in some way. Well, B.B. King died earlier this year, as I recall. He had 15 children by 15 different women.
I never knew this about B.B. King.
And now, actually, I didn't either. His children are going to war over his estate, which is worth about $40 million. He supported all these children, put them through school. He was he's on the road all the time, but when he was around, he was trying. He always tried to bring them all together in various ways. He died at 89. His tour manager, Laverne Tony, is the estate trustee. And now the children, many of them fathered while he was on tour, that is, they're all around the country, are suing this lady, Laverne Tony. She took control of his cash, was trying to keep it. He was declared mentally incompetent a year or so ago, and so she took control of the cash. So the children have gotten together and they've done some research. They found the owner. He had about $40 million. But Ms. Tony says he only is worth $5 million. So let's see. Where did the other $35 million go, Ms. Tony? Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so there's two big fights going on over estates of famous people. Here's the story of L. King now. So, I don't know too much about L. King, 26 years old, getting married to Andrew Ferguson, who popped the question to her in February. What is there about her that makes her stand out among the rest, shall we say, ladies?
Well, she had a massive, massive hit last year, ran all year long on the charts, X's and O's. I don't know if we have that, but
yes.
that's a huge song.
I've heard that song.
And she really was a breakout star. She plays guitar. She's a singer-songwriter. She's just a really fun, big personality. And she's on coming up in our next new music segment. We've got Dierks Bentley's new album, and L. King is also on that with him. So she's just really blowing up, and
everywhere.
She's really talented.
And because of that, she said she didn't have time to plan for her wedding, which is
exactly.
28 after on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Before you use a business for the first time, do you ever check an independent website to see what their customers have said about them? Millions of people use websites like TripAdvisor and Yelp to get reviews of restaurants, hotels, and other businesses. Sites like these rely on freedom of speech laws to make sure that both good and bad reviews are provided, as well as defamation laws that protect businesses from false accusations. However, a relatively new legal tactic called a non-disparagement clause is being used by some businesses to stifle bad reviews on these sites, even if they're fair. For example, a pet sitting service in Texas that uses this clause in its contract is suing one of its customers for at least $200,000 after she posted a bad review online. Let's be fair. Websites that give us honest customer reviews could disappear if lawsuits like this are successful. That's why some states are considering laws that would prohibit so-called non-disparagement clauses in contracts. California has already enacted this protection. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Even though it is a federal holiday, most people are not working today. The retail stores will be open. I think that's about it, restaurants and retail. So if you're in that area and you're going to work, you can share a commiserate with us at 888-302-3684. I hope you're happy about going to work. Think about it this way. You got a job. So if you have to go to work, be happy you have a job. Let's leave it at that. All right, so the Libertarians over the weekend got together and declared their intention to beat the Democrats, to beat the Republicans. We got a shot. You know what? I don't think they'll win, but I think they're going to have a toll. This would be the strongest Libertarian ticket I've ever seen. Two good governors, Gary Johnson of New Mexico, Bill Weld of Massachusetts, both of them coming forth and sounding and feeling strong. I got that. I've sort of felt that way. I don't know whether the two of you, Victoria
and
Karen.
This is exciting to me. This is the most exciting
development. You said you were going to vote for these people. You like them.
I am so excited that these guys are in the race. Now, here's my only critique. I really wish that the ticket was reversed. Because if this was Bill Weld and then Gary Johnson as a VP, then these would be my guys.
Yeah.
They are in many, many ways. I'm excited about it. I'm excited that there's an option that isn't Trump or Clinton. I hope that they really bring a national dialogue, and I think that they are going to.
Well, the news media is going to have a hard time ignoring them.
Thank God.
This weekend, they've mostly discounted the arrogance of the news media is just so phenomenal, and how it is that they're all of the same spirit or of the same mind for the most part, and they really do. There's a cabal. They get together and they try to set the agenda, and this year Donald Trump has screwed that all up. So it is because I think these two can thank Donald Trump for a number of things, including basically calling out the news media and having people realize that they really are getting a load of crap from most of what they read in the New York Times or the Washington Post or the LA Times or the Boston Globe, because it's the old traditional media that is lost in my mind as to what the direction is. They still want to control things. They still want it their way, and the public doesn't. They have lost more readership. You find more interest in some of the secondary media or is the stuff that you would get in social media. People were criticizing Facebook because it appears that they were favoring liberal versus conservative, whether they really were or they weren't. It shows you the impact that social media is having, whether you get your news or information from Instagram. A lot of people get it from Twitter. So that sort of thing has changed the spotlight and therefore have given these people an unfiltered way to present their message. And that goes for all of them. Trump is getting around to figure out how to use that. I certainly think that these two guys, because of the very nature of the Libertarian Party, there are lots of geeks who are libertarians, and they know...
geeks?
yes, absolutely. Nerdy geeks are big in the Libertarian Party. I don't think you see that many that were outwardly supporting Hillary Clinton, maybe some more supporting Donald Trump, but the people that were really supporting a candidate of Bernie Sanders, the millennial geeky sorts that are understanding of how to use the so-called new media, that's where the traction. That's why Sanders has done as well as he has. He doesn't have a particularly great message. He doesn't have a particularly good style. He certainly
doesn't have a good delivery of it.
He's terrible.
No.
But yet, because people are getting away from the superficiality of that sort of thing and getting to what the real message is there, and that's really at the heart of the social media. At least that's the way I read it as someone who's late to the party. But I really understand now more because of how we're embracing it on this radio program and how we see when you think about it or work at it or try to sort of make it work for you, how we've seen an explosion of attention to what we do here because of our connections. Facebook.com/Good Day, Instagram.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter @Good Day Show. Would you agree with that, Victoria?
Yes, I absolutely would agree with that. Yeah. It's interesting that it was bound to happen as soon as Gary Johnson and Bill Weld came out as the Libertarian ticket. It's naturally everyone turns the conversation to, well, who are they going to take votes from? Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing, I think everyone initially thought that they would be hurting Clinton, but I really think they're going to be taking more from Trump. Just over the weekend, I had some conversations with a few of my Republican friends who are very much on board with Trump, but now they're starting to think, well, I could go with these guys. These guys are not calling people names. They're mature. They have solid backgrounds in politics, but they're
very
not
solid.
Too much of an insider.
Yep.
These guys are just coming. They're coming to the surface as two people who make a lot of sense.
Interesting that Weld is happy to tell anybody who'll ask him that he and Bill Clinton are very good friends, and that he likes Donald Trump and has had social connection to the family, but that doesn't mean, and that's why I think you'll see a maturity here, as you I'm agreeing 100% with you, Victoria, on this. There is a maturity, and issues will be what the reality of the conversation. Well, how refreshing, my God, to have issues be at the top of the list. You will get the worst at that is Hillary. Trump needs to get away from all of the personalities and just talk about the things that got him to where he is. Even if he were to do, as Gary Johnson's happy, or no, I think it was Bill Weld that pointed out that if all the things Donald Trump said he was going to do, he would do, we'd find ourselves as a country in court because of all the trade pacts that we would be.
Yes.
And then Trump knows that he can't do all that stuff. It becomes so much huff and puff. So who do you want to listen to? Somebody that says what you want to hear, which is what Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are about, and that's why they've gotten to where they are. Whether they can deliver or not, I'm not questioning that. I'm not suggesting that they can't. They can deliver on some of the things, and they won't be able to deliver on others. But I think you'll hear Weld, who is a wonderful common sense governor in Massachusetts, and Johnson, who about whom I don't know that much, frankly. I know that he was governor of New Mexico and seemed to do a fairly good job there. But it's really exciting. And by the way, I think we've said it right off the air and on air. Weld would be the better presidential nominee, and Johnson would be the better vice presidential nominee. But as it is, it is. And so we've got something that really feels like there's substance to it. Them talking about the rigged nature of the elections. The country's rigged no matter how you look at it, in what sphere you look at it. The country is in a position to change, whether it can in short order or whether it's going to take a long time. No matter who gets elected, well, that's not true. If Hillary gets elected, I think it's the same old, same old. But other than that, we got something going here. It's 42 past the hour on Good Day.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, America. With your news report, I'm Gene Robinson. Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert after another one has gone missing. The death toll is at 96 a day now in what has quickly become an epidemic. Taylor Alloway is on the scene talking with law enforcement.
Yes, thank you, Gene. Despite the best efforts of law enforcement, the criminals remain at large, growing more brazen with each tusk taken and sold. I spoke with Police Chief Kevin Jones moments ago.
96 elephants are lost every day. That's 35,000 a year. We just don't have enough of a force to protect all the elephants against poaching.
Police are looking for witnesses to come forward because at the rate they're disappearing, there will be no elephants left to lose in 10 years.
And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade. Fight the crime. Go to 96elephants.org.
You're gonna cry.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this
is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
45 past the hour. A lot of people struggling to get a good night's rest. So Meredith and I were doing a little housekeeping around here yesterday. I said, you know, I forgot to put the My Pillows. She has some that I get for her as well in the laundry. in the dryer. So we did that, and I just took them out of the dryer to see how they felt. And they do feel different. You can understand how the directions, hello, or I didn't follow the directions myself, but they tell you what to do. And they say, clearly, put the My Pillow in the dryer, and then when it comes out, you'll be able to mess around with the fill. This is a patented fill for the My Pillow. It'll be just right for you to use it as you will. Support your back, your side, no matter where it is that you sleep, this thing will fit and support you where you need to be supported. That's what's so great. There are a number of great things about the My Pillow. It doesn't go flat, doesn't get hot, it is easily maneuverable, it's made in America, it has a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I mean, I can go on and on and on. How about you try this? There's a deal to be had here. One new My Pillow by calling 800-874-8985. These things are not cheap, by the way, but they're good. And you need to know that paying for something good is still in vogue. Yes, pay, you get what you pay for. And this is something, the deal is sweetened, though, by the fact that you can order one at 800-874-8985. Even right now, today on Memorial Day, you can do it. And if you use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen, you'll get a free pillow for somebody else who likes sleeping with you. So call 800-874-8985. If you're a selfish so-and-so, then you keep both of them for yourself. But if you want to spread it around, get one free when you buy one at the regular price. The My Pillow, superb sleeping. 800-874-8985. Easy number to remember. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS. All righty. The political realities of what's going on. Trump is going. There's no way he's not going to be the nominee. So his people over the weekend were in Cleveland to book the sports arena there. I guess there are two of them, though, as I remember. The Cleveland Browns play in First Energy Stadium, and then this Progressive Field. The baseball Indians play there. They are under consideration for Trump's acceptance speech. He doesn't want to make it in the convention center. He wants a bigger venue. Didn't Obama do that after he was nominated? Didn't he do wherever the convention was? I forget if it was in Chicago or where it was. But it seems to me he got out into, they went to a venue that was open, and it was open to the public. And
that was in Chicago, yeah.
Was it in Chicago?
I think they needed more people. There's more space. There were so many people who wanted to see him.
And look at all the people who are so disappointed now about their support for him. I just hope that in 4 years from now or 8 years from now, we're not going to be playing the same tune. That we will have found somebody who inspires many, if not most of us, to do better on our own lives by getting the government out of our lives and allowing us to conduct ourselves in a way. Or is it just some people who are your age, Victoria and Kara, are so discontent, or I don't know whether discontent is the right word for it, you feel like things are not even close to being what you thought, the expectation of what life would be like, and how much of that is dependent on government. The philosophy of the government being into your lives and every nook and cranny, something that was so foreign to me when I was your age, and now it's become a part of life. So can we reverse it? I don't know. But
I
a lot of people are hoping that that is the case. You're right. 50 minutes after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Memorial Day.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour. Those of you who are new to the program, because we air on the holidays in a number of markets, a number of radio stations that don't normally carry the program, or maybe they carry it at a different time, or maybe you normally work and you don't hear the program at all, and so you have an exposure to it at a time when it's handy for you to be enjoying what's new and different on the radio. And that's what this is, in a manner of speaking, under the umbrella of the traditional Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here, focused on technology. And what you don't know about Google may be a good place for us to start in just a moment here on Good Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times.
Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
55 past the hour now, so Google has a flight search built into the browser that they have. How would you use that? Are you using this, Victoria?
I'm going to start using it. Yes, I'm excited about it. If you go into your Google browser and you just type in Google Flights, it brings up this incredible search engine with so much data that helps you compare when different months of peak travel times and prices. Uh-huh. It's an amazing, I mean, it's Google, so I'm not surprised, but I just think a lot of people aren't aware that Google Flights is something that you can really use as a great travel tool to help save money in it. And if you're planning in advance, Google Flights is a great search engine to use.
All right, so you go to Google search and just put in flights or Google Flights, or you go to the toolbar and get it that way. How do you?
Nope, you go right. Just go right into the web browser and just type in Google Flights, and it pops right up. Everything you need, all of your destinations. It's great.
Really? So I'm going to use that as I can use it to better my chances of getting what I want to go back and forth to L.A.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
I usually just go right to the to American and book the flight that way. Mm-hmm. But I actually don't trust them at all. There's a great story I have to tell you later on about a fellow from Buffalo who wrote a letter to American that's all over social media. He got a $200 refund because of something that he wrote. Anyway, that hasn't gotten to do with technology. Here's a free iOS app that is also something you could do to help you find a flight better, yes, and cheaper?
Yes. If you have a little bit of wiggle room in your travel dates, there's an app called Hopper, and this analyzes billions of flight prices daily, and then it also offers you suggestions on how you can alter your plans to get a better deal. So these types of apps are really helpful because the data is it's not slanted in one way or other towards an airline. It's just completely, this is the stats, this is whatever. Everyone's charging, and this is where you can get the best deal. So Hopper is a great free app.
It's free. They have advertising attached to it, but they must not be taking airline advertising because if they did, that would kill whatever objectivity they had.
Exactly.
So they're not doing that. All right, so the last one, these are all travel apps, HipMunk. So
Hipmunk is great.
God, these names are really amazing.
Hipmunk, it's like chipmunk without the C. Now, this is great if you have little to no wiggle room. Now, Doug, I know you fly all the time, and you may have a tight schedule. So this is great if you want to save a few dollars, but you don't want to have five different layovers. Hipmunk is a great travel app that will measure the amount of agony, literally, based on how many legs you're having on your trip. So Hipmunk is a great app, too.
Or how long your legs are and how much room there is between one seat and another.
Yep,
that's also another consideration for people, because it really is, you ride on these horrible airlines like Spirit, and you might as well be standing up in the back of the plane. The seats are so close together, save money. Really?
Yep.
You want to be a pretzel when you get to where you're going? Ride on Spirit. There's an ad for them. All right, good info, Victoria. Thank you. 59 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.